Artificial egg.
That's an artificial egg. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Artificial, just like ducks. You put out those ducks. Well, they call that a koi. Mm-hmm. Because it's made out of wood. But that little koi, that other fella flying on it, he said, well, you're on some of my family, and he'll light down. Mm-hmm. He's going to kill him. You get a chance to kill him.
I was going to ask you something else about that, and I forgot what it was. Let me see. What are the inside parts of an egg?
Inside part? Mm-hmm. The yolk.
The yolk?
Yeah.
And you got the white part around that. What color is the yolk?
I would see yellow. My wife don't say I had no color. Now, some of them are more yellow than others. Now, you take a white chicken, it's not as yellow as a brown chicken. Yeah, it got a deeper yellow color to it. Well, that's red, but it ain't red like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right between that.
And what about when you're cooking eggs? If you cook them in hot water, what do you call that?
Boil.
And what if you break it open before you put it in the water?
If you break it open, well, then it'll spray it.
And you ever cook
but
it
that red,
break
that
it open into hot water?
When you don't break it open. Put it in there just like it's in the shell and let it boil for about 10, 15 minutes and it's right. That's according to how you like it. Some people like it red, but mine must be cooked done. Now, if it ain't cooked done, I don't want it at all. I had an uncle, if he was living and come here today, son, is your chickens laying? I tell him, yeah. He goes right to the coop and get him one and suck it out. No, no. Well, that's a healthy way, but I don't want that. No, cook mine done. If that red in there is half done, I don't want it. No. My son-in-law, blessed the dead, my oldest daughter, husband. He can sit down and eat, and he get an egg and that hominy is hot and break it and just stir it all up and eat it. That's the way he like it. Well, they tell me that's the healthy way to eat it. I say, healthy or no healthy, I don't want it.
What do you call a chicken that has a nest of eggs? She's going to hatch them.
Oh, well, she's ready to set. Mm-hmm. She'll go to clucking, and she'll stay on the nest. She won't come off. She might come off once and get something to eat, and then she stay there for 2-3 days, and she don't even come off of that nest. You can throw feed in and feed the others, but she stay right on that nest.
And
she come off and get something to eat and get a drink of water right back on the nest. And she'll be on there for about 3 weeks.
What would you call her when she's doing that?
Sitting.
Sitting?
Yeah, she's sitting.
If you kill your own chickens, you can cut them that way. You don't get them in the store. But the part of the chicken that children like to get and break it apart,
uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Well, now that part, I don't know whether it's the wing, because you can break the wing apart. And now...
There's a part that you break, and the one that gets one piece is supposed to have his wish come true.
Well, now, wait a minute. You see, because you can depart, you can cut him up all kind of ways. I'll break him now, the thigh part, the leg, they call it the drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
And the breast is always my favorite, because that's solid meat on both sides. You see, the breastbone, it comes down the middle. And then the backbone, now this part back here, they call it the last part. I know it's the last part of it because it's on that end. But the breast is always my choice. The thighs are good too, the drumstick as they call it.
Well, if you don't split the breast in two, if you keep the breast whole, then you have another piece that you cut off from the breast. Just two pieces up like that with a little meat on it. Break it like that.
Oh, yes, I never did pay any attention to that, but I call it the breastbone, all I know, yes, it could be something other name. I call it the breastbone.